When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, sometimes you have questions about your own life and you're like, you know what? I can't really ask a whole lot of people around me because I'll be judged. Or I just can't, you know?
Or, I can't talk to my girlfriend because, you know, my issue involves my girlfriend.
Then there's that, too. So we got this voice note from a listener, and, I'll let him kind of explain what is happening. And then I want to hear what your thoughts are, okay? 502-571-9970. Go ahead.
So, I'm not married, but me and my lady have been together for about 3 years now. Mm-hmm. I don't want to say our relationship is, I don't want to say advancing, but it's kind of stale right now.
Okay.
There's this other girl that I recently met, so I have been talking with her and we're friends, but I've slowly started to get feelings for her, and it seems like, you know, obviously it's one of those things where it's a new person, it's a new girl. So it's something different from what I've been used to these past 3.5 years. And I don't know, my relationship's getting stale and I've been talking to this other girl and I don't want to hurt my lady either because I do still care about her. But at the same time, I care about this other girl as well. So I don't know what to do. Just let me know.
Okay.
Oh, okay. Yeah, when you predicted that you thought the opinions would be pretty one-sided,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's going to be one-sided. If he's feeling like he's not, he doesn't have these feelings as strongly as he used to for his girlfriend, then it's probably time to let her go.
I think that is probably the answer is, but you know, here's the thing also is, And we've had this come up on the show several times where it's like, you know, having someone pay you different attention is appealing. And it's like, okay, well, look at that. I'm getting some attention from someone other than my girlfriend who, you know, I've been with for the past 3 years, you know?
Well, he really has to sit down and examine, all right, what would your life be like if you guys broke up? Can you see yourself, your life, without her in it? If the answer is, yeah, probably, mm-hmm. then that's telling you what you need to do.
All right. Let us know how you think he should go, and what conversations he needs to have. Maybe you're going through this right now, or you just went through it, and you could offer up some, you know, a little bit of advice based on your own experience. 502-571-9970. It's group therapy. So, you know, his current girlfriend, 3.5 years, things getting a little stale, he says. And, you know, he's got a friend who he started to catch some feelings for. And he doesn't want to, as he says, hurt his lady, but he doesn't know what to do now.
Yeah, so a lot of people are kind of pointing out, Steph has a really good point. Why is the relationship stale? Maybe his girlfriend isn't getting what she needs from him, which could change her.
Mm.
Having a conversation with his girlfriend, letting her know he isn't happy with how things are, should have happened versus starting to talk to another girl. His girlfriend doesn't have a chance with him talking to another female. He needs to think how he would feel if she was talking to a guy and developing feelings, too. He needs to do the right thing. Mm. He needs to break it off if it's no longer there for him.
Yeah, good point. Bethany.
It's going to get stale no matter who he's with at some point. Every single relationship goes through this. Even if he was to get with this new girl, it's going to happen.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's nothing against his current lady. if he likes her or even loves her, then it's up to them. They got to find a way to spice it up because he's going to keep running into this problem. And if he keeps running from a quote-unquote stale relationship, he's never going to find one that's not like that.
That's
he's
smart.
Never going to be happy.
Yeah, yeah, that's some smart advice there. Appreciate it, Bethany.
Thanks, guys.
All right, have a good one. Hey, Brandy, what is your thought?
Well, to me, he's a cheater because you're talking to someone else when you're already in a relationship, so you've already hurt the... It's to say that when this young lady finds out that things don't go really bad for him and she doesn't get in contact. Does the new girl know about the girlfriend? Do they live together?
Yeah, good point.
So see, things are going to go bad, so he's a cheater. And to me, you shouldn't be talking to someone else about your problems. You need to sit down and talk to the person you're in a relationship with and try to fix some problems before you go sneaking into somebody else's bed. I'm just saying.
Yeah. Well said, Brandy.
Y'all have a great day.
All right, you too. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
All right. I mean, go ahead.
Well, Chrissy on Facebook said, if you've fallen for someone else, you have been emotionally cheating the entire time, which a lot of people have been pointing out. That's just as bad, if not worse, than actually cheating. You need to be honest with both women. If new girl knows of girlfriend, like she was just talking about, then shame on her for engaging with you prior to ending your current relationship. Got another message from Erica. Has he ever heard of the 80-20 rule? Leave 80% and end up with 20%. He better be sure and be careful. It's real. I've lived it.
Yeah, Susie, you've lived it too, right?
Well, you know, kind of been there, done that, ended up with neither. Maybe he should try to unstale the relationship he's in that he's already devoted 3 years to and see where it goes from that, because he may end up being all by himself.
Okay. Valid.
Yes.
Valid.
Got another text that the grass is always greener where you water it. So, you know, pay attention to, if you give attention to your relationship, maybe you can fix it. Nikki said, this dude is a total Richard. He needs to break up with a girlfriend. She deserves better.
Well, you know, and I'm going to agree with a lot of people, and a lot of people have been saying it, that you need to put effort into your own relationship. And it's easy to take the easy way out. And, you know, if someone starts paying you attention, to be like, oh, well, this is all fun. And all the energy that you start devoting to that new, you know, person could be spent spicing up and keeping your current relationship. Now, we say all this, and maybe your relationship has run its course. It happens. You know,
we're coming from kind of like, as two married people who have, you know, been married for many, many years now, relationships put effort and work into it. So when you kind of stop putting in that work and effort, then it's going to fizzle out and die. So, relationships can and do run its course, and you need to figure out if that's the case here with you, or if you can't see your life without your girlfriend, if you start to contemplate that, then start paying more attention and figure out what you're not getting out of the relationship and see if you can fix it.
All right. If we are missing the mark and you're like, these idiots don't know what they're talking about, I know.
No, we're good on this one. We're good on I'm confident.
Then you can post up on Facebook at Ben and Kelly Show. And let us know. And we'll also post our conversation with him up there as well if you missed that earlier. So anyways, I think we're all saying the same thing. You know, give some energy back to your current relationship and evaluate, you know, what is happening. And
yeah, only he knows how deep his feelings are for his girlfriend. And if this is just kind of like a passing thing, it's flattering to have someone show some interest in you.
Yeah.
But you really have to dig deep.
Cool. Keep us posted. That's Group Therapy.